I must say it really is lovely to be back in the fellowship here. I want to thank you for it today. And over the years, I know that there are people here who I should be listening to. So I'm very privileged to be able to speak this morning. And as you know, the subject is Into Every Culture. What is culture? One of the best definitions I've seen is it's the way we do things around here. But if you look at the dictionary, you get all sorts of things. Elements of culture, ideas, values, activities, art, knowledge, relationships, and so on and so forth. And culture is learned from those around us, from our families and so on. It's often subconsciously absorbed. And culture is a group thing. A group of any size, from nations down to families. And the smaller groups very often have a variant on the culture, a subculture if you like. And individuals, we as individuals, usually behave in line with our culture. And sometimes we belong to several subcultures. Now, starting in the Old Testament, we see a culture established. At first, a family. Abraham was called by God, meaning not just Abraham the guy, but his family. And he was chosen and called by God. And the whole story was told and retold from generation to generation. It all became part of the culture. And that family became a nation. And God said, you are chosen by me. Meaning that that nation belonged to God, was precious to God, and God had a purpose for them. He had a job for them to do. God wanted that nation to be a blessing to the whole world. God wanted to bless the whole world through them. And he gave them three important things. He gave them the law, which included the Ten Commandments, much of it given through Moses in the desert. He gave them the land of Israel, which God had promised to them beforehand. And finally, inspired by King David but built by Solomon, God gave them the temple. This little bit of history is quite interesting about having David as king. The people of Israel had God as their king. And they were led by men called judges, holy men. They had no king as such like the nations around them. So they asked God for a king. Because the surrounding culture had influenced their thinking and their feelings, and they said, we want a God like all the people around us. And God said, okay, but on your head be it. Come to the New Testament, and the culture was obsessed with the land, the law, and the temple. Because they'd been given by God, it proved that they, the Israelites, were the people of God, chosen by him. And they were convinced that God was going to raise up an Israeli strongman who would lead Israel back into conquering the world around them. They were obsessed with their culture. Then Jesus came and challenged that culture straight on. He broke the law. He did the healings on the Saturday, which was when it was strictly forbidden to work. He broke the social norms. He chatted up the Samaritan woman at the well and asked for a drink. And she was shocked because culturally, the Jews hated the Samaritans. They were sworn enemies. And he was very laid back about the temple. He said to the woman, "A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither here nor in Jerusalem, where the temple was, but worship in spirit and in truth." And he claimed to be that great leader that Israel was expecting. But he didn't behave that way as far as the culture was concerned. He kept breaking the rules. In fact, he claimed to be God, which was culturally outrageous. He said, "No. Your culture, though basically religious, pious, ethical, will not get you right with God." But he said, "I will." No wonder he got himself tortured to death, which is not really very culturally acceptable for a great leader appointed by God, is it? And then he came back from death, thus God proving his authenticity over against the culture. And Jesus has been challenging all cultures for the last 2,000 years, including our own. Now quietly and privately, after he'd risen from the dead, he gave instructions to his disciples. They were to take up what Israel had neglected. They were to be channels of God's blessing to the world. "Go," he said, "into all the world and preach the good news." All the world, meaning into every culture. Go and meet the people where they are, where they're living their culture, and preach the good news. What is the good news? The good news is that Jesus is alive. He's risen from the dead. Jesus is the one who he says he is. He's the Son of God, one with the Father. And Jesus is Lord, the top power in the world and in all creation. So that wherever the gospel goes, the word goes out, repent, think again, and believe the facts about Jesus. Repent, think again, and start trusting Jesus rather than your own culture. Jesus came to bring a new culture, the culture of